don't know how it's going to go. But...
it's very well thought.
I don't know what to expect.
Nothing. Don't expect
it. Everybody expects it so formal.
I mean, no, it's not.
That's the one thing that we try to do, because there's some things that take it too serious and we're like, we can't do that.
What in East Dallas is going on?
I'm Camille.
And I'm Rich.
Hey, Rich. Today. It's the solar lunar eclipse. This is the day we're recording now.
Yes. It's the apocalypse.
Right? For some people.
Why was everybody calling it the apocalypse?
Well, you know, like, think about thousands of years ago and that happened. You would have been like, what?
That's what we all said. What's going on?
What's going on? The world's ending.
What's coming to an end? That would have been so scary.
Yeah. But yeah, there is probably major mood swings with animals, people, like things, right? I mean, it's a big.
And they didn't have air conditioning or great toothpaste. And their feet probably
What's
hurt.
That have to do with anything?
They were just uncomfortable.
They were looking for an excuse. They were looking for anything. But even today, think about it. Like, I'm wondering, I wasn't with my pets. Did it make them kind of freak out? Yeah, you don't know, right? It's like the pull of the moon.
It's interesting.
So.
Anyway, all right. Okay, but, that leads us right to wine.
Of course, it'll make it better.
Okay, Camille, who do we have today with us?
Simone Skinner.
Hey.
Welcome.
With the Munger Place Wine Walk, right?
The Munger Place Wine Walk. Okay, so first of all, welcome to What in East Dallas is Going On. We promise it goes a little bit smoother than this.
Okay.
Not
Thank
really.
You. I'm excited. Really
Thanks
for having me.
Yeah, welcome to the show. So you do one of the most exciting, like, you know, type of fun events throughout the year. We love it.
We're excited. Excited to promote it. This has been a long-running event. So.
I know. How many years?
So we've had homes tours in our neighborhood since the mid-70s. So almost 50 years.
50 years?
Wow. Almost 50 years, but the iteration with wine started in 2013. So
that's still a long time.
Yeah, okay, that's a long time.
Okay, whose idea?
Might get fun.
The wine portion?
Yes.
Neighbors that are still living in the community. So
they were probably walking around with wine way before they really like said, okay,
everybody can do it. They've been doing
that
for a decade.
Yeah.
Stumbling around, I'm sure.
Okay, we'll let everybody have a glass of wine.
It's a walkable neighborhood, so.
That's true.
Yeah, so lends itself to sipping on some wine and
walking
around.
It's like doing like a neighborhood Friday night, right?
It is, and we have that in our neighborhood as well. We have porch parties on Fridays, just as neighbors.
It's such a great neighborhood. It is such a community neighborhood.
Very friendly. Yes.
Well, I mean, this goes back to why Camille and I actually started the show, was community, really, right, Camille?
Yes.
And so this jives and having fun. And this jives perfectly with, you know, why we're even sitting here, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Okay, so first of all, this isn't just a wine walk. You guys donate money to good causes.
Yes, it is a fun event, and we encourage people to attend, happening on April 20th, Saturday, from 2 to 6 p.m.
This coming Saturday?
In 2 weeks.
No, 2 weeks.
Yes.
Oh, 2 weeks, okay.
So soon. But yeah, it's just a fun event, and we donate a portion of our proceeds to the Boys and Girls Club of East Dallas and our three local schools, Lipscomb Elementary, Jail Long, and Woodrow Wilson High School. So we're happy to help and donate.
My kid went there.
Yes, I love this. Listen, we just recorded last week with another neighborhood organization, and it's all about parents involved, raising money to give back to their schools.
Yes.
Because... I mean, it's about your kids.
Your government ain't doing it, people.
Not enough. It takes a lot. Our Dallas schools are crowded.
Right.
It takes a lot of money.
Yeah.
Wonderful. I mean, you got to be involved.
Yeah. We want to help the PTAs. So.
That's who she was. It was the PTA.
Yeah. It was the PTA we had last week, too.
Yeah. So, you know, I love this. You know who we need to have on the show is the Boys and Girls Club of East Dallas.
Like,
why haven't we even had them on the
show?
We'll
get there. They're in Peaks Edition. So our neighboring historic district. So they're very close by.
I really love that.
Oh, that's fantastic. Okay, so tell us all about the wine, the event then. Okay, so walk us through it.
So the Munger Place Wine Walk and Homes Tour is going to be 6 beautiful historic homes on tour. So people get access into the homes, get to see all the beautiful character, the woodwork.
They truly are, yeah.
The interesting, unique history of each home with the original homeowners. You get to hear, you know, all the history, which is always fun to me, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then you get to have a glass of wine at each home. So you get six tastings.
Wow.
And they were hand selected by Jimmy's Italian food store. And
Jimmy, we love okay. Jimmy's. Yes. Why hasn't he been on the show?
We're getting him.
Okay.
And the wine therapist. So they both selected the wine.
The
so.
Wine therapist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that name.
Yeah. That's perfect.
Yeah. So it's a very fun event. People like to come with their friends and their family and just walk around our neighborhood. And it's just gorgeous, tree lined and hopefully great weather.
And these homes are truly beautiful homes.
Very beautiful. Well,
oh my gosh.
I just love the fact that you're just bringing people together.
Yes.
Honestly.
It's very fun. We get to showcase our beautiful neighborhood. And honestly, my husband and I went to a wine walk and we loved it so much, and then we moved into the neighborhood. So I think it's a great way to share our neighborhood with others. Really? Yeah.
Okay, now how long have you been in East Dallas and have been a part of this? Like, tell us your story.
Well, my husband and I, we've been living in Munger Place for just 3 years, but we've gotten very involved in the neighborhood. Yes. Prior to Munger Place, we lived in Bryan Place, so nearby.
Oh,
and
then
prior to that, we lived
totally different homes.
Very different. Not historic.
Not historic.
And then before that, downtown for many years. So not East Dallas,
were you
but
born
Dallas.
In Dallas?
I was not. I'm originally from Southern California.
Southern California.
Oh.
How long have you been in here?
Ooh, almost 18 years. I went to SMU. So.
Oh, did you really?
What?
SMU. Couldn't
you stayed.
Leave. Yeah.
Stayed.
I was like, you couldn't leave, huh?
No.
It's hard to leave here, isn't it?
It is. It sucks you in.
It really does. I've been here since 2001, and to be honest with you, I don't really see myself living anywhere else. Yeah. It's kind of weird.
No, I've been here since 91.
Yeah, but you moved from East Tennessee.
I moved from Nashville. I moved from Nashville directly here.
Actually, I joke, but it's actually beautiful where you're from.
It is beautiful where I'm from, but I like a city. I'm a city girl. I was raised in the country, and I like the
really?
City. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, you can only go to those six places so many times where you live.
I mean, some people love it. Not me. I like variety.
Hey, there's Doug over there again. Sitting at the
only
bar.
Saw him three times this week.
Anyway, okay, so back to you. Okay, so and then you started getting involved.
Yes.
Okay.
We moved in. We signed up actually to be on the tour. So our home was on the tour 2 years ago.
Okay.
We decided to get our house ready, furnished, get it prepared, because after the wine walk that year, a month later, we got married at our house. So we got married on our front porch and had the reception in the backyard. So
where were we?
I know. Right? You weren't one of the 70 people. We were at our small wedding. Yes.
Oh, that's amazing.
Oh, I love that story.
When you have a house like that, that you can create memories like your wedding in, that's
going to be hard to move.
Oh, yes.
That's
true.
Amazing. Though.
There's other neighbors actually going to get married at their house next year. So,
those homes are beautiful.
They're
like original Dallas homes.
Yes.
They're so gorgeous.
Early Dallas history, which we love.
It is. Oh, my gosh. I just love those homes.
Okay. So I'm on the website. Okay. You have to go to their website. It's mungerplace.com, like literally is the website. Mm-hmm. But then if you want to go to the wine walk, obviously it's mungerplace.com/winewalk.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, and, so you can get tickets there.
Yeah, so you can get tickets there and everything. But here's the thing, though. You guys have photos of the homes.
We do.
Okay, and so I'm looking at, which house is yours?
Oh, our house was on tour 2 years ago. Oh, sorry if I mis-explained that. Yes.
Okay.
Two years ago. This year, six homes are on the website.
Yep,
we provide a little history on each one. Each one is so unique, so it's fun to see.
And they're all sponsored by different folks, which
they
is
are.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Which they're supporting the local community, which is really cool.
Who are
the sponsors?
So there's several sponsors. There's several real estate agent partners of ours. There's Backyard Living. They're one of our sponsors. Tallulah and Hess, as our main.
Elizabeth lives on Swiss Avenue, so she's part of the historic district.
Yes.
Elizabeth She's a big Mast. Sponsor of the area.
Yes.
Ripley Renovations.
Yes. They do a lot of work in our neighborhood of restoring homes.
That's a great connection for someone that has an old home and in a preservation district.
Yeah,
that's an art, actually. You can't
slap up any color on there.
No, you cannot.
Nope.
There are rules and regulations. Yes.
Yeah, so
to make
it
consistently beautiful for like decades.
It's a great
thing,
truly. It really is. They keep the preservation of East Dallas.
Sure. Which is awesome. Well, you know, and we have like Juju's Coffee, friends of our
we love
friends
Juju's
of the show.
Coffee.
Friends of the show. They have the best chai.
They do.
Juju.
Yeah.
So there's a podcast. I think we named it Climbing Cow Dung. to making coffee or brewing coffee or something like that.
So that's their
story. We did a show on Juju's Coffee, and you haven't listened to the show, have you?
I mean, I should have done my research on the cow dog. Well, I don't know.
Okay, it's actually a great story. So if you're intrigued on that, I tell you what, we're going to take a quick break, okay? And we're going to get into, you know, some of the history a little bit.
Yeah, of the homes.
Of the homes. And where you guys are kind of going to be going with this next.
Sure. Yeah, sounds good.
All right. And we just want a quick shout out to Abby Holiday
at Mockingbird Meeting Rooms for letting us use their office space.
They let us crash the boardroom.
Yeah, we do.
But it's fine.
It's good.
We don't mess it up too bad, right?
No, we're clean.
Don't spill your drink.
Don't leave chip bags.
Chip bags. Don't stick gum underneath the table.
Don't do that.
Definitely don't do that. Okay, so we'll be right back. Munger Place.
All right.
Did you know that East Dallas has over 200,000 residents?
And over 1.1 million visitors every single month.
And you have the opportunity to reach them.
If you're interested in partnering up with us, on the website, visit eastdallas.com.
Or on this show at What in East Dallas is Going On.
Connect with us.
Our email is connect@visiteastdallas.com.
That's connect@visiteastdallas.com. Thank you for supporting the show, and thank you for being a part of East Dallas.
We're back with a Munger Home Tour and Wine Walk.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And Simone, thank you so much for being here and sharing this.
Simone Skinner. Okay, first of all, what is your role with the Munger Place? Like, do you have an official title role?
Yes. So I am the chairperson of this year's event.
Okay.
But I'm also on the board as well. So I am a block captain on our board. So I represent our block.
Do you really?
Our neighborhood, yeah.
How many blocks are on there on the board?
There should be at least 12, if I remember correctly. Yes, there's 12 blocks that are represented. So
that's okay. Really cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, before we take a little quick break here, I said something about the history of the homes, but it's the history of Munger Place.
Of Munger Place. Yeah.
Because the homes obviously go way back, and there's no way we can
turn of the century.
Actually, it's kind of cool. If you go to the library, the downtown library on the 7th floor, they have like historic documents. And so I've been doing a lot of research on each of the homes. You can go back and find when the home was originally built and the original like building permit in these books that they pull out, and they're like handwritten, they're falling apart, but it's really cool to take photos of those, and you can see the exact date, the builder, how much it cost, a few thousand dollars back in the day.
That would be a great like to frame and have in the home.
Home on the tour, you'll see a poster with a copy of the building permit, so you can see it.
Oh my
and
gosh.
It's very cool.
Are you posting what it cost them? Because that would be depressing.
I know.
Yes.
Well, you'd have to live to be like 140 to.
I know, but still, they were
Would you pay for your home?
$1,700. What were they running then? Probably like
in 1909. It was like $2,000 or $3,000.
Oh. My gosh.
$2,000 or $3,000.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say like 15. Wow. I was way off.
Well, okay. Yeah. So the Munger, she said, you said 1909?
Well, that was just one of the houses houses. But the neighborhood was established in 1905. So houses were being built from 1905 until the mid-19.
New development, Maria. Yeah. It was coming along.
1910s.
Okay. First of all, Munger Place was actually established in 1905.
Yes. Very old.
And they broke
ground.
That's
like a long time ago.
Yeah.
Okay. And it was by Robert S. Munger?
Yes.
Okay. What did he do?
He did a lot of different things. I think he was a cotton gin manufacturer, but then he also decided to
start.
Cotton gin? Yeah.
What's cotton gin?
Cotton gin. I mean, that's a cotton gin where they made cotton. Like they picked cotton and made fabrics and things like that. Isn't that cotton gin?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I like gin. I'm a gin fan.
I don't think it's that type of gin. No. It's cotton. It's fabric.
It's fabric. Yes,
I figured that part. I just was wondering what gin had to do with it.
And then he got into other things. And so I guess one of the things that he decided to do is real estate development. So he decided to build several homes.
Is he not part of our Juliet Fowler family? Because we've done the history on Juliet Fowler. So the Fowlers, the Mungers, like all that, I feel like they were all around the same time. But I think he's part of that family.
So Munger Place is about 300 acres from my understanding, or was originally about 300 acres. I mean, and it seemed that it was like one of the first suburbs, which is kind of funny that we think of East Dallas as a suburb.
But it was far out if you were running horse and buggy at that time, right?
Or walking.
From downtown.
I was probably walking.
Yeah, and now it's so close to downtown in comparison. Right.
It's amazing.
And they had the old trolley that went through there.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, it's so fascinating. And look, there is a Wikipedia page on the Munger Place, so you can actually just look it up yourself and find some really cool...
And probably lots of historic photos.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's historic photos everywhere over here.
Yeah.
On the internet. So in 1978, though, the National Park Service added Munger Place as a historic district, which is pretty cool. So it's on the National Register of Historic Places.
Yeah. It's pretty cool to see. I know neighbors, and they banded together and did the submission form process, and... it's interesting to see that document. You'll see like the condition of the houses back then. And in the 70s, a lot of the houses were very dilapidated. And so, it was, kind of a rough neighborhood. And so it's amazing to go to Munger Place now and see how beautiful it is. Mm. And there's like, it's very family friendly. There's kids playing on the street, and the homes are largely restored, I would say.
Oh,
so,
my gosh. And it takes a lot to restore. Yeah. I mean, you're restoring something that's 100 years old.
Yeah. Like,
you pretty much have to redo everything.
But plumbing, you have to electric, do it within however they...
The historic preservation guidelines. Yeah.
Which is largely preserving the exterior.
Yeah. It's mostly exterior. Yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. So you can do anything on the interior?
For the most part, yes, I would say. So it varies. Inside each home is so unique. Some people have kept it very, very character filled and as it was. And some people have really modernized and opened up the floor plan. So each house is very, very different. So
I love that. This kitchen, way too small.
We got to enlarge it.
We can't do
this. Well, you know, you'd be surprised though. That's what I love about those old homes in that era. The rooms are large.
Large.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yes.
It's except really the kitchen, amazing. Though. Well, because they didn't actually, a lot of them had help.
That's true.
The help was in the kitchen. They weren't.
Did.
Oh.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Some of them had servants' quarters.
Yeah.
Really?
Backyard, yeah.
So you got to think about the lifestyle then, and that home was built around that lifestyle. Mm. Because those at that time were homes of people of wealth.
Yep.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sure it says that somewhere on here.
I don't know if it does, but that's just kind of, I mean, those were large homes for that time
period. It was. They were very.
And so they had people that worked for them full time, right? That was common there then.
Okay.
And help cooked and stayed in the kitchen, and the women of the home did not do that.
Interesting. So now you guys do this one event through the year?
This is our largest annual event that's really open to the public.
Okay.
Is it on limited tickets?
Right now, we had considered that, but right now it's not limited.
Okay.
But yeah, several hundred people attend, and it's just, it's really fun.
And that's so wonderful that people open their homes up.
Oh, yes.
To people come through. I mean,
we definitely truly did,
to catch a glimpse of history.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Our neighbors are very active and involved, and we're thankful that they allowed so many people to come through.
Share their homes.
Yeah, there's like over 250 homes, I think, that they consider.
Yes. In our neighborhood, there are. It's kind of interesting. Our neighborhood is considered the largest collection of prairie-style homes in Texas, and say the country. So,
really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's unique.
That's a great fun fact.
Man, there are so many little things like that with East Dallas. Have you noticed that?
Yeah. Everyone's got their own little unique thing, and we're just trying to preserve it. So
how involved is your husband?
He's very involved as well. He's also on the board. He's the vice president. So
He's the VP.
He is.
What's his day job?
He's a manufacturer rep for cigars. So he's in the cigar business.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Well, throw it out there. What is it?
He represents
lots of brands.
Okay. Yeah.
If you need a cigar.
Hey, maybe he should sell cigars as you're exiting the home.
We were on the home tour. We had a vendor that was selling cigars at our home, funny.
But it kind of goes with the era of the home, I feel like, right?
I know. It's kind of funny.
But that is awesome.
We'll have vendors there. So
fun. Okay.
Different things.
I love that.
Juju's will be giving samples of coffee and
They are fantastic.
Yeah, they're good.
Susie Moritz with her watercolor home portrait paintings. She'll be raffling that off at the event. So
very cool.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Now, how do you pick the charity every year?
So I would say for the past couple years, we've been doing the same local places that we've been donating to. We just want to make sure that, you know, our local community is benefited and the schools mm-hmm. and youth organizations. But we hope to also use some of the funds to do workshops on like historic preservation as well. So
sure.
things that benefit and promote keeping history in Dallas. Yeah. So
I just think that that's the neatest thing, though, that you have these communities, Camille, all over East Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you ain't getting that in Frisco. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's different.
Rich, let's not put down the suburbs. Yes.
No, I'm not putting down the suburbs. I'm just saying that.
Hey, we want them to come to our event.
Right. It's just when you build a house in 2017, it's not really history, Camille.
No, of course it's not.
It might be in 100 years.
You're right.
100 years, yeah.
And they're going to say, this house looks exactly like that house.
that one. Well, by then, they would have changed them up and stuff.
That's true.
These could have looked very similar at one time.
Camille, you're lying. They never looked the same. Mm-mm. No, but I do notice that prairie style, though.
Mm-hmm. Like,
you know,
the Frank Lloyd Wright inspiration. Yes,
that's right. Yeah.
And I love, so this is the tidbit with the prairie style homes. So at that era, they built those big porches because mm-hmm. that's where people would, the community would go and socialize. They'd sit on their front porches yep. and walk around and mingle on their front porch. And that's why they have the large porches. I love that.
Yes.
Because not to mention like out suburbs, mm-hmm. but people don't know their neighbors, right?
No, they don't. It's
and
so
this
true.
Is why, and we've come back to mm-hmm. it.
That's
Everyone
true.
Wants to meet their neighbor. I mean, it's about community.
Yeah. I mean, if you think about it, like within just in East Dallas here, right? Like, I think the average person drives an average of 1.7 miles to do any, like, their grocery shopping or something like that.
We don't like to go far.
No, we don't like to go far. You know, but, it's closing in. That means people, instead of driving these long distances to go to the store and to do your community things, everybody's mm-hmm. staying, you know, close to the house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so when you have these types of communities, it's fun, it's engaging, that everyone's involved.
Yes.
Yeah, very involved. It is. We still a porch community, so we see tons 100%. Of people walking around with their dogs. You say hello. Yeah. It's very friendly. So we love that about our neighborhood.
I
love
it.
Well, thank you for everything that you're doing to keep it up and
support it. So let's say how the website again and how they get tickets.
The website is mungerplace.com/winewalk.
Yes.
Okay, so mungerplace.com/winewalk, and you can go right there and you mm-hmm. can get your tickets right there.
Yes, now, there's two types of tickets, will say. There's standard tickets and there's mm-hmm. premium upgrade tickets.
Okay.
So,
okay.
meaning just the level of wine that you get at each home.
Oh,
so
okay.
you can do standard or you can do the
And what's
upgraded.
The cost of both?
So right now it's $40 and $70 for standard and premium, and they'll go up $15 on Saturday.
Got
so
it.
Okay.
So
now, is there food?
Yes, there's light bites at each home.
Okay.
I wouldn't say expect a full meal, but very, you know, things that go with wine. So appetizers and charcuterie.
Okay,
charcuterie?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm there.
Let's just say you're not only getting a wine tour, you're getting a wine tasting and a bite of food for $40.
Yes.
I mean, where can you go and do that?
And you get to see history, and you get to interact with people, your neighbors.
Yeah.
And it's much more than that.
Where can you do that?
You can't.
You can't.
You can't.
This is a great evening.
That sounds awesome to me.
I love it.
Yeah.
Do we get media passes? We can have
I know we're going
to
show up.
We're going to have to work something out.
We're always trying to get something for free, Camille. Can't do
that. We're supporting. We're supporting.
That is true. Well, thank you for doing your part.
Yes.
I'm sharing this event because this event has been going on for a long time, and I know it. I've been to it in the years past, and I'm like, why didn't I go this year?
Yeah.
Because it is a great event.
Yeah, and support the sponsors. Like, seriously, because their support really is what drives a lot of things in our community, actually. Not just this.
Yeah, it does.
And so when we all support each
businesses,
other.
Businesses, the people in the community, we all support each other.
Yep. So do it. Yep. Tallulah Hest. Man, they have great stuff over there. You love that store.
I do. Yeah.
She does.
She's got a great eye, Elizabeth.
She does?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. She's an interior decorator, so you know. There's that.
Makes sense. And then Jimmy's food store. Everybody loves Jimmy's.
Love Jimmy's.
So mm-hmm. Yummy. All right. Well, once again, thank you for Abby Holiday for hosting us and having us over here to crash your little boardroom office here, space. Your office space. And, you know, thank you for coming on the show.
Yes.
Thanks, Simone.
Thank you.
I hope we didn't make it too difficult for you.
No, it's been wonderful. Thank you for promoting the event for us.
Absolutely.
We appreciate it.
We love it. Well, Camille, for this week, that's kind of all I got.
All right.
So we'll see you on the 20th for a wine run. I said run. You ain't running
walk,
anywhere.
It's a walk. It's a walk. Wear comfortable shoes.
It's the a wine,
walk. The wine five stumble. Walks. Can you say wine stumble?
That's at the end where you're going home.
You're going home.
Don't drive.
Yeah, don't drive.
Take an Uber.
Uber.
Take an Uber. But
no room for parking down there.
No, there's not.
No, don't park.
No. So we'll see you then?
Yeah.
Deal? All right, Camille, for this week, that's all I got. What in East Dallas is going on?
I don't know. Stick around. We'll find out.
See you guys.